For the second consecutive Friday, thousands of Yemeni Houthis have launched a demonstration from Sana'a's Liberation Square to protest against the economic crisis in the country, which has incessantly affected the daily lives of ordinary Yemenis. The protesters believe that the government's failure to secure fuel routes from the control of armed men has led to the disruption of the flow of fuel and cooking gas.
We are here to oppose all those who are flaring up the economic crisis, particularly during this current situation we are going through. This is indeed a serious situation which Yemen is going through, just as Syria, Iraq, and Lebanon are going through. This economic crisis aims to make life difficult to cope here in Yemen.
The protesters also called for an end to the contentious fighting between the Saudi-backed Salafi militants and Houthi fighters in the north province of Sada'a.
We came out in this demonstration to condemn the sectarian war which is being instigated by the enemies of Yemen and the enemies of the Islamic world with the agenda to divide and weaken the Muslim nation. This is something which we strongly condemn.
Protesters say they have lost hope in their current government to alleviate the wide range of issues in the country. They also say they have plans to continue their sit-in in the Liberation Square.
Here with me is one of the leaflets which was handed out in various mosques throughout the capital after Friday prayers. According to this leaflet, some foreign nations aim to keep Yemen in a destabilized state by stimulating the sectarian and ideological differences among the Yemeni public. Yusuf Maudi, Press TV, The Liberation Square, Sana'a.